Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know y'all better act.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap of dawn,
giving them all
dress
like the million bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me,
mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice? Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Keep saying it, can't stop. Man, oh man, oh man. What a journey it has been. I thank God for every single step of the way. I learned to thank him for the bad times too, because it taught me something. All the bad times, all the failures, they became valuable experiences in my life. Every time I failed, I learned a little bit more about getting up. Every time I was told no, it moved me one step closer to yes. It made me stronger. It toughened my skin. It made me learn how to deal with haters. It made me learn how to deal with people who don't have your best interests at heart. Man, ain't y'all all out there feeling me on this one right here. It teaches you who is who in your life. It shows you who you can depend on and who you can't. And at the end of the day, what has taught me most of all my hardships in my life, and it's really about me and God. That is the one factor that has been never changed in my life. God has always been the same for me and for you and for all of us. His word is true. It don't waver. It don't shake. You can shape it, readjust it if you want to. It is really the way it's written. It really is. You have your version of it if you want to, but if you just read it the way it is, it's real clear. Ain't no loopholes in it. Every time you jump through a loophole, there's something over there written that counters that. So here's what I want to get to today. Listen to me. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. Listen to me close. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. If you hear me clearly, I'm really finna show you something this morning. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. Steve, what you talking about? See, here's what's wrong with a lot of people. Here's what's stopping so many people. You keep looking. We keep looking for others to save us. We keep looking for someone else to rescue us. We always looking for some group of people or somebody to accept us. We keep looking for someone else's approval. We always looking for some group or somebody to deliver us. Somebody, some group of people to give us credibility. Somebody or some group of people who says we matter. We spend so much time right there. And when the Calvary don't come over the hill, when there ain't no saving and ain't no deliverance and you don't get accepted and don't nobody really come to save you and don't nobody vouching for you and giving you credibility, it throw you into something. Now you into this little state of, man, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, you got it within you. Oh, it's there. Just use it. You want to know what the real deal is, y'all? It's you and God. And it's the God in you. Man, I wish I could explain this right to you today. I want you to feel me on this right here. When you shake everything out the way, get rid of all your expectations of people. The relationship you thought was going to last forever that didn't make it. The child that you wanted to be this that turned out to be that. Your friend you thought was your friend that stabbed you in the back. You found out they wasn't. The job you thought was going to keep you and you'd retire on, they done closed down, gave you a pink slip. All of this, man, that the promise that somebody told you they was going to loan you this money, and on loan day, they say they ain't got it. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. This money you thought was going to come through on this check, the check ain't there. Oh, man, how many disappointments in life can you get? You thought you had enough credit hours to graduate. You found out 2 weeks before you didn't, you can't graduate. Oh, listen, man, what's going to happen? Man, look at the disappointment in my life right now. But let me explain something to you. When you get rid of all of that, guess what you really got? You got God. That's the whole enchilada, baby. That's the ball of wax. That's the monkeys in the barrel. That's the bag of chips. Listen to me. If you got God, do you understand that that's sufficient? That's all you need? Can you feel me now? You and God and the God in you is really what you need. Stop looking for all these outside sources for approval, to gain acceptance, to get credibility, somebody to save you, the Calvary coming over the hill. Why won't they recognize me? Why won't they give me closure? Why they fire me? Why they foreclosing on my house? Don't they know I'm laid off? When you get through with all of that whining, it's going to come down to you and God and the God in you. If God created man in his own image, God is a part of you. There is a piece of you that's godly. I don't care who you are. I don't care what mistake you made. The murderer that's sitting in jail today because of a moment in his life that he's now paying for has God in him. The biggest criminal, when he get through criminalizing or whatever you want to call it, he's sitting there by himself. There is a piece of God in him that lets him know this ain't the way. This wrong. You can love this money if you want to, but you out of line and you gonna pay. At the end of the day, when I get through on this microphone, on this TV, all these articles, when I get through with all of that, you know what it come down to? Because, see, it ain't always been this way for me. You know, I've been trying to get here, trying to get there. Listen to me. It's been me and God. And it's been the God in me. When I woke up a few years back and I realized that's really what it was, it changed my whole life. It changed my whole life. Your whole life can get changed when you realize that is really you and God and the God in you. Really? Man, people disappoint you. You argue with people. You fall out with people. You break up with people. You divorce people. You got people who you thought was friends. All of a sudden, you find out they talking about, it's crazy out here. You be going, what's going on? What's really going on? But that's because, guess what? You got all yours banked on them. When you going to bank it on the one thing that you can count on? God's word ain't changed since we got here. It's solid. If you pray, believe, work hard, don't doubt, you'll get whatever you ask for. That's a fact. That ain't no rumor. There's people out here doing it every day. Now, if you ain't trying that, listen to me. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. You just got to use it. There is a weapon available to man called prayer. Use that. See, I look at my life, man, whenever I get a little shaky, I look back. Oh, hey, man, I ain't really talked with him too much yesterday. Uh-oh. Tighten up. I'm just telling you real. You got a better answer? Oh, I know what. Oh, my bad, Steve. Nah, Steve, I ain't winning because they ain't give me the loan. Oh, nah, Steve, I ain't winning because she left me. He left me. I ain't winning, Steve, because I got stuck with these kids. I got a divorce. They fired me. They foreclosed on my home. That's why I ain't winning. You ain't winning because you ain't praying. You got to pray and believe and work. That's the key. Come on, man. You got it within you. Oh, it's there. You just got to use it. It's just you and God, and it's the God in you. And what y'all gonna do about that?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Rise and shine. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Give yourself that stretch, that moaning, yawning. You got to sit on the edge of the bed. You thank the man. And then you got to get up, get out, and get something. It's Friday, y'all. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't Thursday. It ain't Saturday. It's that magical day, Friday. You understand? A lot of y'all got plans for the weekend. Plus, some of y'all got to go to work. But it don't matter. It's Friday. And thank God, I'm here. It's Friday. So enjoy it. And
understand it. You understand the assignment?
Understand it and exist in it.
Okay.
So, top of the morning. Rise and shine. Uncle Steve is out. Shirley, Carla, Mississippi Monica, and Junior. That'd be Kia Lawan. Kia Junior Boy Spates is in the building. Top, top. It's Friday.
But I was good about morning. To say, was you about to do a Color Purple line, Tommy?
I was.
Maybe old. But I'm here.
I may be Black. I may be even ugly. But thank God, I'm here. Hey, that movie got the most classic lines, I think, of all time for black entertainment, for me. Anyway, for me.
A lot of quotes. Yeah. A lot of quotes.
Especially Oprah's role as Sophia.
Do that with Tommy. How you do that with Tommy?
Oh, you told Harpo to beat me. All my life had to fight my dad and my brother. Had to fight my uncles. Good child ain't fits in the family of men. You want a dead son-in-law, Miss CD, you better... You keep on advising Harpo the way you do. I love
Harpo. Kill him dead, like baby.
The new one is like that.
So, who's the old man in the movie?
The old man? His daddy, that was Louis Gossett Jr., right? Louis Gossett Jr.?
Yes.
Why you gonna sit here and let a woman talk to you crazy at your own dinner table?
He didn't say that, though. It wasn't that. Yeah, he didn't say that.
Oh, they took that out?
Yeah. They took that one?
But it's Louis Gossett Jr. He did his thing. Louis Gossett Jr.
Yeah,
he did his thing.
Academy Award winner. Yeah.
He did
it. She got that nasty woman disease. He had that line in it.
Watch the movie and support it. And then you'll find out, right?
Yeah.
Did Sophia whoop her boy?
Baby.
She got an Oscar nomination. I'm going to let you go. Okay. Let that marinate.
Okay.
You got to see it. You got to see it. Okay.
Did we have the juke joint?
Yes. Yeah. Watch the movie and support it.
Yeah. We had all of that.
Was Squeaky in there?
Yes. Uh-huh. That was her. The singer, her. She's Squeaky.
Did she say, I'm going with Suge? I'm going.
Just watch it, Tommy. You'll enjoy it. Just watch it. It was really good.
Sinners have souls too, Daddy. Was that it now? Yeah.
Did we sing, Can't Sleep at Night?
Yeah. Was that in there?
No one does why.
It's on the TV. Maybe. You can see it.
I saw it was on. I'm going to watch it. All right,
You got to watch it. It's really good.
Support.
Mm-hmm. You will not be disappointed.
Did Suge take a bath in Sealy Bay?
Oh, Lord.
The Sealy Bay
32 minutes after the hour. We'll hear from the crazy nephew as he runs the prank back right after this.
I got that mailbox fixed. Better not get you messing around with it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, Shirley, sometimes you got to get out on your own and save some souls. This right here is mobile baptismal pool. Mobile baptismal pool. In order to do the works that is needed, sometimes you got to get out and do it on your own. We come by and we baptize you in your driveway. Cat dog, if you would, mobile baptismal pool.
How convenient.
Hey, be careful. I'll stop by there Saturday.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Wilson.
It's Wilson. How you doing? Who is this?
How you doing? My name is Brother Springwater, man. Listen, we got paid to actually come by and do some services for you by some friends of yours, and we wanted to actually call and see about scheduling and see what you had available.
My services. What, y'all plan on cutting some grass? What y'all do? What kind of services y'all have?
Actually, sir, you've got some friends that have actually spent a great amount of money on you. And what we do is we have a baptismal on wheels service. And what we do is we go and we baptize people at their home. And baptismal on wheels it's a new company, but we've baptized over 1,000 people now. We have a truck with it, which actually has a baptismal pool on the back of it. And we actually come to your home, and we will baptize you in your driveway and make you whole again. So
Brother Water? Brother Spring? What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Springwater. Springwater.
Springwater, you want to come to my house and give me a baptism in my front yard?
We want to baptize you right there in your driveway. Your friends are paid for the services. And
my friend? What friend will pay for me to get baptized? I've been baptized already, Doc.
Well, from my understanding, sir, that evidently you had some some bumps and bruises, and they seem to believe that you need to be washed and cleaned again.
I mean, that's all good. That's all good. But I mean, be that it may, man. I mean, I've been baptized. I go to church. You know, me and the Lord don't have no problems. I mean, we all have setbacks. But for you to pull up with your pool in front of my house to say you finna baptize me, that doesn't make any sense to me, Doc. I mean,
sir, sometimes when some people are not able to go to the house of the Lord and get baptized, you know, we're making it a lot more convenient for you. Well, we can actually.
I don't need no convenience. What I need convenience for? You asking me to come to my house on a Tuesday to baptize me in my driveway? Does that make any sense to you, Brother Water? I mean, come on. If you really sit back and think about it, does that make any sense to you to come for the convenience?
First of all, sir, that's Brother Springwater. But what I'm trying to say is that
any type of water is holy water, spring water. It doesn't make no difference to me. You can't come to my neighborhood and baptize me in front of my house.
Sir, what is all the hang up? This is what your friends are talking about. That
I don't give a damn what my friends are telling you, man. Anybody, which one of my friends gonna recommend you to come to my damn house?
Sir,
Do that, man. That don't even make any sense to me. You understand?
Sir, I'm not at any liberty to tell you who actually.
Hold up, but you're in the liberty to come to my damn house and baptize me, but you can't tell me who the hell gonna see you. But you're not. What type, man? Come on. You don't even. Come on. Does that make sense to you, Doc? Come on. That doesn't make any. No way in the world I'm gonna allow you to come and bring your pool in front of my house and baptize me. Then I'm asking you, you're supposed to be a pastor. You're supposed to be baptized. I'm asking you, okay, which friend of mine is sending you to, you know, letting you know I need to be baptized? You're taking out at liberty?
Sir, all I want to know, basically, I've already been paid. I'm coming.
I'm calling to a charity. You're not baptizing me. I've been baptized.
I'm going to baptize you on Tuesday in your driveway.
Man, I tell you what, if you come to my house in front of my driveway, you better bring the whole congregation, you understand? You better bring the deacons, the brothers, the sisters, and everybody else if you think I'm going to be baptized in my driveway.
This is the problem. This is what your friends are talking about. This is why you need to be baptized and cleansed again and washed in the blood of the Lamb. This is what's wrong. You need to be cleansed. That's what's wrong with you, Mr. Wilton.
What's wrong with me? No, what's wrong with you is calling me in the middle of my work day telling me I need to be baptized in front of my house. If I need to be baptized and go get some holy water, I go down to the church. I don't need you coming in front of my house making a whole circus with all your friends and some white sheets talking about you want to baptize me.
From my understanding, Mr. Wilton, you've missed two Sundays already this month.
Sundays? So, man, I can go anywhere and get the word. I don't need you coming here because you're telling me I missed two damn Sundays. I'm going to miss this Sunday, too, because the football game coming on.
Sir, all I know is I've been paid to do a job. I will be there Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock, and we will baptize you before you go to work on Tuesday morning.
I tell you what. You come to my house at 7 o'clock in the morning, I swear on your Lord, I'm going to bust your you understand me? You will not come to my house telling me you finna baptize me. I don't give a damn who paid you. You understand? I will drown your in the water. Matter of fact, now, bring you, your deacons, and everybody else, we're gonna have a pool party in that. You understand?
I'm gonna get all of this anger and all of these problems you have within you. We are going to purge your body and get it out your system.
I don't want your cleansing me. I tell you what. Brother Springwater, is it that's the call?
It's Brother Springwater. You're going to get baptized on Tuesday morning.
I don't give a damn who pays you, who calls you. Bring your ass. I'm going to you up. I guarantee you. I'm going to dry you on sight.
I got one more thing I want to say to you. Would you listen
to
me?
Matter of fact, I'm busy. You ain't got to say to me. I got to go. You understand? You ain't got
to tell me. I got one more thing I want to say to you. Is you listening to me?
What, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy Mason.
Let me tell y'all something, man. Boy, I was about to bring some head up to heaven. I was about to act a fool on y'all if y'all would have showed up at my crib. You understand me? Boy, Tommy, y'all ain't got else better to do.
I got to ask you something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, you know it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, I'm praying for you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the Riddle-O and Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, a Memphis mother faces neglect charges for making her baby girl, her toddler, wax grown naked women. Very disturbing. Kim Kardashian stated that it's going to take a special man to deal with her big life. And Miss Westy, our bestie, is charting on Billboard's Hot 100 at only 10 years old. That's all coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the Ready to Love Officer, the Riddle-O and Junior. Here we go. Olivia in Kalamazoo says, there's a handsome man that's usually at the coffee shop on his laptop. We chat while I wait, and he smells so good every time. Yesterday, my coffee was already paid for by him. We have been flirting for weeks. Can I ask him what's up?
What's up? You know what's up. And it ain't no damn coffee. You know what's up, baby. We've been baiting this for a long time. We've been making eye contact. All this. You know what's up. And in a minute, it ain't going to be that coffee. In a minute, the next stop going to be your spot or his spot. And we're going to get this out the way because in our minds, we both have done it already. So we're going to get it out the way. Junior, if you would.
Junior. I feel the same way Tommy is. I'm telling you right now, next thing you're going to lift, it won't be coffee. You're not lifting coffee no more. It's going to be you in the middle. And he paid for it and stayed on the laptop?
It was just coffee, guys. Come on now.
Surely, you don't
see. Do you know how much coffee costs now?
Marriage proposal. It was just coffee.
You know how much a caramel macchiato is now? Sure. You know what a latte is?
Really?
We're not drinking regular coffee no more. We're not at the corner store. We're at the coffee shop.
Anyway.
Coffee costs.
Coffee costs a lot.
I like mine black. Yeah.
They used to never have to call your name with coffee. Now they call your name. Shirley, your coffee. Carla, your coffee.
I'd be so happy too when they say my name.
We have coffee.
So they're
going to
be together. They
Monica,
go together.
Your coffee. They do it all the time.
Yeah. Okay. So Olivia has her a new man because he bought her some coffee. Okay.
And he got his laptop out.
All right, moving on to Lyric in Philly. Lyric writes, I'm close friends with my cousin's boyfriend, and I know it bothers my cousin. He invited me to go to a concert, but she wasn't invited because she doesn't like rap. Should I go or not?
No, stop that. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. And you know what you're doing to her, and you know that this is wrong. This has nothing to do with you. You ain't got nothing to do. Why are you in this relationship? Stop that. Go find you a man somewhere.
From the sound of it, she was friends with the cousin's boyfriend first.
But it's got to stop now, sure. It's got to stop now.
It's got to stop.
Now there's a relationship involved, and you're actually making this woman insecure. So back down. If she's not going to the concert, then you don't need to be going either. He can carry his butt to the concert by himself. That's it. Stop. Okay. I'm sorry. That's Ready to Love. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, where's the ignorance? Where's the stupidity? We miss that. Come on, Junior, what you got?
No, I'm with Tommy.
Should she go or not?
No, she shouldn't go. But since you're in Philly, if you've never been to the Met in Philly, you should go. Yeah, that's
why?
Yeah, you know the Met in Philly? That's the deal down there. Yeah, the Met. If you've never been to the Met, it's really nice. That's where you should go if you have never been.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With him or without him?
With or without him. Just go for it. Just to see the Met, if anything.
Carla.
You can't go see Drake.
If he at the Met.
You ain't say it with Drake now. You ain't say it with Drake.
He said a rap concert.
It could be Drake.
Hell, if you ain't seen Mick Mill at the Met, then go.
Also, that depends on who's rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's rapping? Who we going to see?
Yes, you guys, these answers. Okay. Moving on.
Jay-Z?
To Sam and
at the Met in Philly? Hey,
we all going.
We all got roots. Down there.
Quest Love and them?
What?
Yeah, at the Met in Philly? Yeah, we going.
Okay. Moving on to Pam in Sarasota. Pam writes, my boyfriend likes to record us being intimate. He wants to post the videos on OnlyFans to make money for our wedding and our honeymoon. I'm not totally opposed to it, but what if my family and or coworkers see us? Is the risk worth the reward?
Oh, no. You got to unbooty me. No, no. You...
What does that mean?
What? Unbooty?
What does that mean?
I don't know where that
came. You got to unbooty me?
Unbooty.
You got to unbooty me.
I don't know.
Hey, man.
Where this is going.
Them cameras going to get y'all ass in trouble. Stop that.
Yes.
Stop that. Quit trying to post this, post that. You caught up in the moment. Now you want to go back and look at it and see it. Stop. Put them cameras down.
They're doing it for a reason, Tommy. They need to pay for their wedding and their honeymoon.
Don't nobody pay for they wedding through no doggone videos like that. Don't know where they do that at. Don't nobody do that.
It's a fundraiser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can go fund me like that? Money.
Yeah.
It's his only fans. He's making money. Yeah, you got all kinds of side hustles. How come they can't have one?
Wait till Jackie get up. Wait till boy, let me go down here.
How much we talking?
How much money we talking about? We talking about six figures? I mean, if y'all really got to see it, I'm telling you, it ain't much to see. But if y'all really want to see it, but I'm telling you now, it's six and a half minutes. That's all it is. I'm just saying, y'all, don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Junior, what you got?
I love it. Because she's not opposed to it.
Uh-huh.
She said, I'm not opposed to it. I'm not totally opposed to it. Mm-hmm. So if the woman wants to do this and we waited for a wedding and a honeymoon, this is a great idea. Go ahead, post it. Go post it. And is the risk worth the reward? Do you want to go to Turks and Caicos or not? That's what you need to ask yourself.
That's the real question.
That's the real question. Do you want to go to Turks and Caicos or not?
Right. I love it.
That's it. Or do we just stay in Sarasota? What are we doing?
Do you do it, Jun? Would you do it?
Oh, me? Nah. Nah. My wife ain't going for that. Nah, not my wife. No, posting it? No. She don't like me to post her now. Nah.
With clothes on.
Yeah, with clothes on. But are we going to Turks and Caicos or are we staying in Sarasota? It's the only question you need to ask yourself.
Okay.
That's it.
And the only means to that is to post
OnlyFans. It's just OnlyFans.
Videos on OnlyFans.
Like Tommy said, it can't be no more than 6 minutes. What the hell?
I'm 6 minutes. Yeah, now y'all can keep watching it, but we sitting around eating sandwiches after that, so y'all can keep looking if you want to. But it ain't nothing else to happen.
Yeah, but Tom, we all 6 minutes. I'm right. Six. We all we all 6 minutes. This ain't no all night long no more. We fought over 45. Well, come on now.
You speak for yourself.
Ain't nobody. I'm telling you right now. Ain't nobody over 40 going.
Y'all ain't
six
over there
minutes.
Doing no 20
man, come
minute
on.
Call.
You don't know that. You don't know why we over here doing
it. Me and Tommy both told you. Two right there.
Six is the magic number. Right. Stop.
So you say she should, Junior, if yes. She wants to go to Turks and Caicos for the honeymoon.
Or stay in Sarasota.
But, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I hope her family or her coworkers don't see her.
Well, if they do,
well,
that's fine.
My family shouldn't be my fans.
Yeah.
So they ain't got no business watching me.
They should not.
Thanks, guys. Coming up next, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
So did you guys hear about this? A mother in Memphis was arrested and charged with child neglect after she posted videos of her five-year-old daughter doing bikini waxes on naked women. Reportedly, wow. The mother has a hair removal service and she promotes her business on Instagram and Twitter. Images of the little girl went viral on Instagram earlier this week, but were deleted after the mother's arrest. Allegedly, in one of the pictures, the five-year-old was applying hot wax to the bikini area of a woman as a woman was lying on her back, holding her legs up in the air. What? Mm. In the caption, the mother bragged that her daughter had waxed 24 clients that day. She was arrested and charged with neglect, as she should have been. So, can you guys believe this, Mom? Did you see the picture?
Shakira, we got another one. Come on in here, baby. Come on. Yeah, let's get past it.
Yeah. But who are you as a grown woman to let a five-year-old wax you anyway? What is that about?
How do you lay up there and let that happen?
Yeah, this is horrible.
That's horrible. That's disgusting. It's neglect. Yeah. How dare you do that to your baby. Child? She's 5 years old. And this is what you decide to do with your daughter. Yeah. This is it. This is what she
has
to do.
It's bad. But I don't want to hear about it. Ain't no work out there. I don't want to hear that.
Shut up.
I don't want to hear about it. Ain't no work out there.
No, that's child neglect. It's no.
She's a terrible mom.
Well, Shirley, do we have the name of the company that she owned?
What difference does that make?
Because they fired the five-year-old. That means there's a job opening, and my nephew needs one. He needs to understand he can go do something else.
They did not fire the five-year-old.
Well, she was working. She ain't working no more.
She owned the business, the mother.
Yeah, I hope she's with someone, a caring family member.
She should
or
be.
Something. Yeah.
You could actually lose your child like that. I mean, you really can.
Well, for child neglect, that's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. And what she's in jail. The mother, she should be in jail.
You're not that hard up, Mom.
But that baby can't say. That baby can't say she's been working since she was five, though. I've been getting a check since I was five. I don't want to hear nothing else. I've been working.
All right, moving on. In a recent talk with James Corden, Kim Kardashian was asked if she would get married again. She said she's not lonely. She has her kids and she has work and her family. But it would be nice to share life with someone. Kim added, quote, there will be moods where I'm just like, you know what? I understand my life is really big and I understand it takes a really, really special and unique person to want to deal with that. I think my life is really fun and whoever comes in my life will have a really good time. When Kim was asked what are some of her desired traits in a man, she said he has to have good teeth. He has to. I'm with you on that one, Kim. And can hold his own. Just a good, genuine person that's driven and motivated. Yeah. You guys see anything wrong with that? That's cool, right?
I mean where is there a place to sign up? I mean, what are you saying?
What? Is she dating?
I mean,
Odell
not for
Beckham?
Me. Not for me, Carl. I'm just asking. You know, all the guys want to know.
No, I'm asking. Yeah, is she dating Odell Beckham?
Of course, that question comes up, but it doesn't seem like it in her response. Unless she's saying that he has to be really. Unless she's saying he's really, really special and unique.
Yeah. Well. You know
and,
what?
And driven and motivated. Does he have good teeth?
Yeah. Does
if he has?
I think so.
They're together at the Super Bowl.
Because my whole thing is for Kim Kardashian. Who's left? You dated everybody. Who's left? Yeah. Who left?
I mean, women, what is wrong with her?
Who is left, Shirley? She dated everybody.
A lot of people are left.
There
are
five basketball players, seven NFL players.
A lot of
two baseball players. Who the hell is left?
One Saturday night.
And then, hold on. Your only requirement is good teeth. We're running out of people.
That's not her only requirement, but yeah.
Well, she's been married.
I wish her well. Yeah, she's been married.
She's going to be down there at the circus day.
Three times.
Yeah,
she's going to run out of jobs.
Yeah, that's her life.
Everybody go in that house, come out crazy. I told you.
ain't no more rappers left. She dated all of them. They all gone.
She dated Kanye and married him. All right. All right, moving on. Continuing in our Kardashian West entertainment news, Kanye turned heads earlier this week in Milan, Italy, at a professional soccer game. He was wearing one of those black masks over his entire head and face. But of course, we're not surprised. For the Super Bowl, he wore an Alexander McQueen mask with a white crucifix between his eyes. So he continues to do that, you know, to wear these masks and everything. And their daughter, our bestie, Miss Westie, you know, Miss Northwest. Mm-hmm. Well, Northwest, mm-hmm. congratulations to her. She's one of the youngest artists to chart on Billboard's Hot 100. She has a feature on Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign's song, Taking. And North is very talented. She's only 10 years old. So, of course, the sky's the limit for her.
Yeah, she is. She's talented. I've seen her TikToks.
Yeah.
She's very
well, congratulations
crazy.
To the baby.
Yeah.
But Kanye, you take that damn mask off.
Yeah. And then who's left? Still, I'm still on who's left. Y'all gonna ask me. Y'all gonna ask who's left? The baby on the top 100, but who's left though?
For her mom today.
That's
to
really
date.
Good. Congratulations to her. North is
great job, talented. North.
She can do makeup. I just love.
She's very creative. Yeah, she's an artist.
She really is.
Okay.
She's an artist.
Yeah. Go on. Just don't even ask me no more. Mm-hmm. If the baby mm-hmm. that talented, what the mama talent is? Y'all want to tell what the mama talent is? Who left?
That was Junior.
And the song is talking. Did I say taking? The song is talking.
What'd you say before?
You said taking?
I don't know. Did I say that? I thought I said the song was talking. Nobody corrected me.
It's all good. We love
yeah.
love.
But anyway,
North.
This Northwest song is talking, and congratulations to her for her feature. Mm-hmm. Your bestie, Miss Westie. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, the residents in the village of Dalton, Illinois. Oh, that's where my brother lives. According, accused the mayor of dressing like Nino Brown. Right after this, we'll talk about that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard of her, but her name is Tiffany Henyard. She's the mayor, and she is the youngest and first female mayor of the village of Dalton, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. She's been catching major heat from residents who accuse her of dressing like Nino Brown. You remember Nino Brown from New Jack City, played by Wesley Snipes. I'm still mad that he did not get an Oscar nomination about that. But that's another story.
but I'm with you on that.
I'm still mad about that.
Yeah, a little salty, but go ahead.
Anyway, they accuse her of dressing like Nino Brown and blowing thousands of dollars on her lavish lifestyle and vacations and using cops to harass her enemies. The mayor is also accused of hiring a DJ for a town hall meeting and told the DJ to blast Rihanna's song, Be Better Have My Money, all while the village is $5 million in debt. Mayor Henyard has put up billboards with her face on it and uses the local police as her personal bodyguards. According to Fox 32 Chicago, the FBI has launched an investigation and has been interviewing witnesses as part of the investigation into Mayor Henyard's possible misspending. Dalton is 20 miles south of downtown Chicago and has about 20,000 residents. So there you go. So she's a black woman, of course.
She's out of control, sound like.
Whatever
this
reason.
Is out of control.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's spending it's out all of this money. If she's doing anything wrong, if she's not doing anything wrong,
yeah.
then
I think she's doing what Nino would do if he could.
What?
Control the police? If you're selling drugs, you need the police. So she doing that part.
Yeah, we taking over the Carter.
I'm still mad about that. He should have been nominated. He really
Mr. Kareem Akbar, the educated brother from the bank. See, if I'm going down, I'm taking a whole lot of people with me.
Hi, Mom. Remember that part? Hi, Mom. And the movie. But anyway, Mayor Henyard, I guess the FBI is going to get to the bottom of this about this $5 million in debt that the city of Dalton is in. When we get off, I'm going to call my brother Fish because he lives in Dalton. He'll tell me the whole story, I'm sure.
You think Fish... You think Fish probably making cakes for the mayor?
For the mayor?
Your brother make cakes, right? You think he's making cakes for the mayor?
Yes, he does. That's, mm-hmm. He does. Mm-hmm. And they are delicious. The pound cakes in any flavor you can think of. Yeah.
I hope she's not doing
they're investigating her for possibly misspending and and all of this, and you know, the fact that she played Rihanna's "Be Better Have My Money."
Oh yeah,
it's
wow.
Just,
yeah,
you know,
poor taste.
They're looking at her like, nah.
That ain't all. She playing. She playing what they played in the movie too. Do things, bad things.
When they
baby.
Sing around the trash can.
But I love my money.
She hired a DJ for the town hall meeting, like I said. And
yeah,
she doing the most.
She
that's
is.
A move. That's a great move.
All right. We're going to keep an eye on you, Mayor Hinyard. Coming up next, we'll play a game of One Has to Go right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a game of One Has to Go. And here we go. Sense of humor. Sex, savings.
Ooh,
one has
sense
to go.
Sense of humor.
Sense of humor.
Sex.
Sex, savings.
Savings.
Savings got to stay.
I knew you were going to say that.
Sex. Yep. Sex got to stay. So I'm just going to be serious by mine.
But that's how you make your money, with your sense
of
humor.
I'm going to be a serious comedian, okay?
But what is that, though?
I don't know, but we ain't getting rid of that money or that sex, so hey.
I know that's
sense
right.
Of humor got to take a hit.
Junior?
I don't agree with him.
Well, what is yours? One savings. Has to go. Sense of humor, savings sex, savings.
Huh? Savings is gone. Savings is out here. I am sexing. I'm sexing funny. I ain't been saving well my whole life. So why the hell
why start now?
Yeah. Hell, I got sex and I got a sense of humor. I can make it work.
You can? Okay. All right. One has to go. Very, very long eyelashes, the lashes, very long nails, or baby hair. Which one?
That baby hair got to go. Y'all done got way
you
out of control
of baby
with
hair?
That baby hair. That baby hair got to go. Oh, wait a minute.
Over the lashes?
I don't want them eyelashes.
Spiders.
That don't look right on me.
No. Like, if it's on a female, would you?
Yeah. Not on you.
No, on a female.
On you, you don't have any hair, so baby hair.
Period.
Yeah.
All right, do it again. Eyelashes.
Long
baby
lashes,
hair.
The extras. Okay, and the long nails and baby hair. One has to go.
I can't stand them long ass nails, man. Especially when they get the curling.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But them
so
eyelashes,
on,
though, them big old caterpillars just.
We'll come back to you, Junior.
That's easy for me. Them lashes have to go. I've dated somebody with very long fingernails and baby hair. That's fine. That was all in my 30s. I've not seen that. But them lashes, I can't kiss you and you touching my forehead, too? Nah, don't want that. I kissed you, and now I feel your lashes across my face. They too long. No, I'm good.
Come on, Neff.
But them nails, man. That.
All right, we're gonna let you think about that a little more.
We can keep all the right. Baby hair. I'm gonna ride the Elon camp for the baby hair. We're gonna keep the baby hair.
Okay.
But them.
Okay. I took that baby hair, introduced it right to my grandmother. Look at that. My grandmother. This woman,
I'm gonna get rid of them nails. I can't take them nails.
All right.
I can't. I'm just going to put my head down to the side and not to let them eyelashes touch me.
All right. Washing dishes, mowing lawn, or doing laundry. One has to go.
Oh, mowing lawn.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Mowing the lawn is therapeutic for me.
Laundry or dishes? Doing the dishes?
I don't want to do them dishes.
Okay, what? So one. Okay, the dishes have to
wash clothes.
I'm a different kind of guy, though. You know, I'm a separator.
I do laundry.
I'm doing whites, blues, grays, blacks.
You like washing clothes?
That's what my mom taught me too. All right, here we go. One has to go: barbershop, nail salon, sports bar. One.
The barbershop. Hell, I ain't been to the barbershop in about 10 years.
Oh, and you to get your goatee trimmed and everything. He comes to you.
He comes to the house.
Junior?
Oh, you can
I know you love the barbershop, Junior.
For some reason, with my hairline going back, I go every week. It might be the reason why I was going back there. I mean, I go every week.
Let it come forward. So, you're going too much.
I probably should let barbershop go, but I can't. I watch the game at the sports bar, so probably nail salon. But I should say barbershop. I should, but I didn't.
All right. One has to go. Pizza, cheeseburgers, buffalo wings.
Oh, that pizza got to stay.
Yeah.
Get rid of that cheeseburger.
Cheeseburgers.
What?
Cheeseburger. Yes. Yes.
Buffalo wings.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Those days are gone, Shirley. Those days are gone.
You don't know what they mean.
I ain't getting rid of them buffalo wings.
Oh, I'm getting rid of them today.
Sure, that would walk by.
Wings? Yes. Yeah, over sure, a cheeseburger and pizza.
Those I eat a piece favorite. Of pizza, knock a cheeseburger out your hand as I walk by, Shirley.
No, you're wrong. Because it'll be gone. All right, coming up next, the nephew and the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, we love to do the switcheroo, but he's insecure. We'll find out what that's all about. Get into that in just a few, because the nephew is here right now with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what do you have for us today?
This right here is the plumber. The plumber. Okay.
Oh, okay.
We're going to get a plumber call. We're calling the plumber. He didn't hook these things up wrong. And it is what it is. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach a Mr. Please.
That would be me.
Mr. How you doing? You the person that does the plumbing work, am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my wife got some work done for you. You come by the house. Now, do you know, I know you probably got quite a bit of work.
No, well, I do so many throughout the day, so I have it on my receipt here I can look at over here.
It's about 3 days ago at the street.
Yeah, I can recall. Was a lady there?
Yeah, you. It was a toilet was backed up and was overflowing, and
I can recall that.
And something was wrong with the sink in there too, and that had a leak in the back of it.
Yeah, it had a leak in the back, and I done that. I fixed that there for you, and I took that toilet that had a around the bottom of your base, the toilet base there. I had to take that up and retape it because that tape had came loose. It was kind of old there, and I went through there and done all that and saved it up and sealed it up and I rebased that seal back there on the toilet and your sink had a little leak back there in the back. I fixed that because that was real easy there. So
well, no, see that is something went wrong with that toilet. Now did you put another pipe or something? Did you reroute a pipe or anything?
No, like I said, all I did, I took the base of it off there, and I taped it up to where that old tape there, and then I put me some cement with my pipe there, and I sealed it all up, and I checked it out, I let it dry and see if it leaked, and it didn't leak, and I put your base back on, and then you had a little leak there in your sink, and that was on the top of the your nozzle there, and I fixed that for you.
I'm going to tell you, because I'm going to be honest with you and tell you I'm not happy with what I got.
Happy with it?
No. Now, let me tell you what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, say somebody in the bathroom and they flush that toilet.
Right, right.
When they flush that toilet, come out the sink in the kitchen.
Tell me that. Say that what you did again.
I said when they flush the toilet in the bathroom.
Right.
Come out the sink in the kitchen. It come out in the kitchen like that. I don't know how you route something like you didn't misroute it or something.
No, I didn't route anything. All I did was put the tape on there so I fixed the leak that was at the base of your toilet. I didn't reroute anything. I don't understand how can you reroute a pipe?
I don't that,
toilet
that,
pipe to go into your kitchen and shoot. Will shoot crap out of your kitchen like that.
I don't know what you did when you was up under there and how you rerouted something, but that's what happened. And it's going from that bathroom. When you flush that toilet, it come out in my sink in my kitchen. Now, what's bad about it is this morning I'm in there cooking.
Sir, what's your name again?
My name is they call me
Okay. And crap is coming out of your plumbing in your
In my kitchen. Now, this morning, I set out some red beans and rice to cook. And I put my beans on. Now I've been cooking. Listen at me. I've been cooking all.
No, I'm trying to be professional about this because, I guarantee my work. I've been doing this over 20 years. And one thing I do, I guarantee my work, and I'm real proud about the things that, I do. But what did you have anybody else over there? working on your pipe.
Ain't so nobody. You
in your kitchen. You, all I did was your bathroom.
You is the only.
The bathroom don't have anything to do with your kitchen. That floor pipe have anything to do with one or the other.
Then explain that coming through my sink in my kitchen.
I can't explain the coming from your sink. I can only explain the that's in the toilet. In your sink. I have no idea.
I'm going to listen, because this thing got me riled up. Listen, now what it is.
Well, you got me kind of riled up here because, you know, like I said, I do this here and I've been doing it for 20 years and that's the first time I ever heard of anything like that being happening. I ain't never seen it.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's just disgusting to be cooked to cook red beans all day and not, now I find out that it's sitting in some dirty water like that.
You didn't smell the water when you was in your sink? Because I'm quite sure it had a loud smell to
I didn't smell nothing. Now, earlier this morning, I washed my hair in there. And I didn't smell.
What?
I washed my hair in there.
Oh,
that's just what it smelled like. A bag of
I just refuse to believe that the work I did on your toilet in there, taping some stuff up and cementing some stuff up and on your sink had anything to do with crap being shot out your damn kitchen sink.
Well, I tell you what I need to do is for you to get your back over here and fix it, because this here ain't a good job, and I don't recommend nobody using you.
Well, first of all, why I'm trying to be professional about it, and you cussing me, and that ain't gonna get nothing done, mister.
Once come out my pipe, it was no longer professional.
Well, now, obviously you had somebody else over there doing something in your sink.
I ain't had nobody.
Do you have a garbage disposal over there?
Look,
maybe it's coming out your garbage disposal.
It ain't high in the world. It's crap. Coming out of my gut. You get your back over here and you fix what you're supposed to fix and fix it right. Then I'm not paying another damn dime for it.
I'm not coming over to fix the thing. I'm trying to be professional about it. I'm listening to what you got to say. I should have hung up on you a long time ago, but I guarantee my work. And I'm trying to, you know, deal with my customers. When I left the way, I told her to flush the toilet. She flushed the toilet. She ran the faucet in the bathroom. We had no problem. Now, if you had somebody else over there, they're doing whatever, Lord knows what. I damn sure don't know.
Do you know
I ain't none of my business.
I ate some of them red beans, and that's what bothered me now. I feel sick to my stomach.
If you got bad food, eat some red beans and whatever the hell you eating over there, it smells like water. You crazy as hell.
I'm going to make your eat some of these red beans if you don't come fix these pipes.
You can go to hell. I'm trying to be professional. In fact, I told you I'm doing my job. I did it the best that I know I could. And when I left there, wasn't nothing leaking. One pipe don't go with the other like I
You did. Get over here and fix these pipes. That's what you...
You and your wife kiss my because I know well I did an outstanding job over there.
You ain't done nothing. If I
you
got...
Take them red beans and rice, stick them up your... You and your pipes and all that... I don't give a damn.
I know what's coming up.
I ain't fixed no red beans and rice. I ain't done nothing over there in your damn kitchen to have you that upset with me.
I got one more thing I want to say to you. Is you listening?
I'm listening to you.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh,
you just got pranked by your boy.
Man, you kidding me? Man, y'all crazy, man.
Hey, man, I got to ask you big time. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
You got it, man. Yeah, that's Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all got me this morning, man. I'm going to whoop his too.
I tell you what we're going to do is this here. Me and you going to get together and we're going to prank. How about that?
Thank you. You hold on, I'm going to shoot that pipe in his.
And there you have it. Stupid as all get out. I would be stupid this weekend in Greensboro, North Carolina. All shows are sold out. Laying in the cut is Charlie Goodnight's. That will be next weekend in Raleigh, North Carolina, next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Tonight, catch me on the OWN Network. That is ready. Let me sexy that thing up. That is ready to love, okay? Ready to love. That's Friday night. And you don't want to miss it.
Nice.
And is it Thomas Miles? Tommy Miles?
Yes, Thomas Miles. Yeah. Sure.
It's definitely Thomas.
All right. Thank you, Tommy. We love the nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, we love to do the switcheroo, but he's insecure. Wow. We'll get into that. Find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening
to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, parenting, sex, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, we love to do the switcheroo, but he's insecure. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 17 years, and when our marriage got stale, my husband asked for a hall pass. He said he didn't want to cheat on me behind my back. I told him I wanted to see who he had in mind for his hall pass. I just so happened to know the woman and her husband. I told him, let's both get a hall pass and we can invite the couple over. That was 2 years ago, and we've done the switcheroo at least once a month with them. I introduced my husband to another couple, but we haven't hooked up with them as much because the man makes my husband very insecure. This newer couple is my favorite for so many reasons. The husband is Jamaican, and that's all I need to say about him.
All
the sisters
here
will get it. He intimidates my husband, but he will not admit it. If I ask my husband if the Jamaican and his wife can play with us, my husband makes up all kinds of excuses because he's so insecure. I've had to stray from home a few times, and I ended up in the backseat of the Jamaican's SUV. I hated to do it, but it was worth it each time. There's no way out of this lifestyle, and my husband loves it as long as he picks who we switch with now. I'm always down for whatever, so I need him to be more open-minded. I also never judge him. I let him do his thing, but he always gives me feedback after we do a switcheroo. How do I get my husband to realize it's all fun and games and he's still the number one man for me?
God.
How do you get your husband to realize that? You haven't convinced me that your husband is the number one man for you. I am convinced, however, that he is one of the men for you, because if your husband was number one, you wouldn't be lending him out so he could sleep with other women. But swinging, or switcheroos, as you call it, it's a real thing in your marriage. And you've even taken it a step further with seeing this Jamaican guy on the side. So why do you even care what your husband thinks as long as you guys get to have all the hall passes and switcheroos in your marriage? You've been doing this for 2 years, you said. And anyway, didn't you say there's no way out of this lifestyle because your husband loves it? Well, the real question is, are you still doing it because your husband loves it or because you love it too? You know you love it too. You said you're down for whatever and it's all fun and games. Yeah, it is all fun and games until it isn't. Like you get caught with the Jamaican in the back seat of his SUV, or your husband falls for one of the women you guys are swinging or switcherooing with. Then it's not so much fun and games. You haven't thought about that though, have you? Nephew?
First of all, I think y'all need to find
a new game to play because evidently Switcheroo is not working. You know. You know, Twister, Monopoly, Checkers, Sorry, Hide and Go Seek. Y'all need to find a new game, but we know what the issue is. And it is that Jamaican. That's the problem. Because every time he walk in the room, how's everybody doing in here today? How you doing, my friend? Yes, yes. Hey, girl, what you crying about? We already know that the Jamaican is coming in and he putting it down. And that's what makes your man really, really insecure. Because that boy right there is clowning up in there. And that's why you and folded up in the back of that SUV. Because you know what you're going to get right there. Bang, bang, bang. Booyaka, booyaka. You already know what's going on with that Jamaican. He putting it down. He putting in work. And your wife loves it. Yes, you love it. And you don't want to quit playing this game. And now that you guys are trapped in the middle of this game, it is never, ever, ever going to be good for you and your husband. That's pretty much it. Y'all at the end of the road. Y'all have hit the end of the road. Your relationship is pretty much completely over with. I'm gone. I'm sorry. I didn't switch to ready to love. I'm sorry. Who made y'all do this in the first place? Who thought this was a good idea? Who thought that for y'all relationship that this was going to be all right? Who? Because after the first one, then you do it again, and then you do it again. The moment you enter into this lifestyle, you have completely wrecked your whole entire marriage. And that's what you all have done. You have wrecked your marriage. So in order for you to, but you like it though. You in it. You in it for life, for what you say. Mm-hmm. And you want him to just get along and understand that it's cool that he's still number one. I don't understand. He really ain't number one. The Jamaican is number one. Uh-huh. Let's get that straight.
That's right.
The person that y'all first started with, he number two. Mm-hmm. Your husband's somewhere around three or four. And you just keep picking couples. So this is just what y'all do. I'm scared for y'all to just roll up on people. Y'all just picking people out all day long.
They're out hunting.
Y'all just out hunting. Y'all be at church praising the Lord, clapping your hands, looking at people. That's not nice. Y'all are on the prowl.
2 years. Mm-hmm.
So you've been doing this for 2 years. Your relationship is shot. I don't see what you guys have that is really what is it about, you know, that you all that really means something? What is it? Mm-hmm. Other than this, then y'all finna pick the next couple. What do y'all have as a unit together? And I don't think y'all have anything. You're completely empty.
After being married for 17 years.
And the way you fulfill your relationship is with other people. So there you go.
Wow. All right, nephew. Well, we're going to hear from Junior. You want to get us started, Junior, and then we'll come back?
Yeah. Well,
you got an opening line for us?
Yeah. Let's just take Jamaica off the travel list. Let's just take that off of there. Yeah. Because that's where we don't need to go. Just let's not even consider. And there's a bunch of things Jamaican we don't need to even talk about.
Okay.
No,
all right.
No. Don't even wear the colors on the flag for Jamaica. Don't even put them on. Because
black, green,
she can't take it. None of that.
All right. We got it, Junior. Hang on. We'll let you do part two. At 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter is the subject. We love to do the switcheroo, but he's insecure. We'll get back into it with Junior's response right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, here we are, part two of this Strawberry Letter. The subject is, we love to do switcheroo, but he's insecure. Now, a woman wrote this letter. She's been married for 17 years to her husband. She said when their marriage got stale, her husband asked for a hall pass. So because he didn't want to cheat behind her back. He wanted her to know about it, to be a part of it, I guess. So she wanted to know, the wife did, who he had in mind for his hall pass. And the wife just so happened to know this woman and her husband. So she said, well, why don't we, she called it not swinging, but switcherooing. So they had the couple over, and that was 2 years ago, and they've been switcherooing and swinging since then. And then she met this Jamaican couple, and she really liked this Jamaican man. And she said that's all she had to say because the sisters would know why. And this man she really likes, like I said. She's been seeing him on the side, outside of her marriage, in the back seat of his SUV. She said she hated to do it, but she just couldn't help it. And this man makes her husband feel insecure. For obvious reasons, yeah, she's saying. He makes him feel very insecure, so she has to see him on the side. And the husband doesn't want to swing with this this couple anymore. So anyway, she says she's down for whatever. Her husband loves it. That's why she's doing it. We suggest that she's doing it now because she loves it. And she lets her husband do his thing. And she wants to let her husband know. She's asking us for advice on how she can let her husband know that he's still number one in her life. That's a joke.
Yeah,
all right, Junior.
Yeah,
come on, Junior.
Yeah. Because Tom, let me tell you something. It's, you can't keep seeing Moncrief. Every time you see Moncrief,
that's his name, dog.
That's his name.
Moncrief.
Jamaican Moncrief.
I like
you,
that.
You
name.
Have him. You got a whole problem every time Moncrief show up.
Moncrief.
That accent, everything. Let's just take Jamaica off the just vacation list if we was thinking about going. Mm-hmm. Don't go to Jamaica. Matter of fact, don't do nothing Jamaican. Just don't do nothing because you can't take this. Nothing. Like for instance, oxtails. Don't eat them. Stop today.
Oh.
No.
Don't even eat.
We can't
no.
do that.
Jerk chicken. Out.
No.
Because you can't take Moncrief because you keep crying. You insecure. Just stop doing things Jamaican. Rice and peas. No. It's out. You can't have that no more. Because Moncrief make all of that. You can't have. You're going to keep crying. You got curry chicken.
Yes.
Out. Nothing what? Jamaican. Usain Bolt. Don't watch him run now another time. Too late. Can't do nothing. Mm-mm. No.
Plantains.
Plantains.
Take them plantains. Don't you take them plantains.
The plantains. Out. You can't he can't have those. He going to start crying because he's going to think about Moncrief. Moncrief the whole time. It's too much. You goat. Curry goat.
Ooh.
Out. Out.
Goat.
What?
Goat. Out. Don't do this. You're not number one because Moncrief coming around and your wife behind your back. I don't even know how you even say she's doing it behind your back. No, you did what she did the first time. The first time she did. When you was switcheroo-ing with Moncrief, you over there looking at Moncrief and you had to go in the bathroom. You just started crying because obviously Moncrief wife ain't worth a damn. You didn't even want to keep going with her. Uh-uh. No. You saw Moncrief every now, every night, every mile. All that's out. The movie Shotas, the Jamaican movie Shotas. Don't watch that. Don't watch too much. That's all it is. Just take everything Jamaican out your life. That's it.
Yeah.
Can we watch Jamaican bobsled? Can we watch?
No, he can't because they pushing. They pushing in there. Can't do
what
it.
What about the number one movie in America right now, Junior?
Bob Marley, One
yes.
Love. Turn it off. I'm talking about turn. Go in the projector room and pull that tape. Don't watch that. Not. Don't you
let
not.
It fool you. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Let's.
Wow.
Yeah. We found out who shot the sheriff. If you find that out, you don't need to watch that. Tired. Don't listen to none of that. I shot the sheriff. You don't need to hear none of that. Nah. You don't need to do none of that. Nothing Jamaican. Don't. What's the color Jamaican flag, Carla? What's it?
Green,
black,
yellow.
Green and gold, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't wear none of that.
Yellow. Yeah.
You're going to start crying every single time. Wow. Don't wear none of that. Nah. This is it for you. Don't do it. Don't do nothing Jamaican. Go ahead,
Trent. She's quite smitten. Yes, Carla.
Beef patties.
Bet not bite a beef patty. Cause you saw Moncrief. Moncrief.
Come
red
on, Carla.
Red stripe beer.
Red stripe. He can't even get he can't get the bottle to his mouth. He gonna be crying the whole time.
Ginger beer.
Bet not ginger beer, nothing. Bet not.
Chef Rob's Jamaican restaurant.
Chef Rob, my boy. Chef Rob. Shout out to Chef Rob. Over there, Chef Rob's Cafe. Can't go in there. Sit in the parking lot. Then let her go in there and eat. But Moncrief probably over there too. Can't do this. Can't do nothing
so
Jamaican.
No more. Wow.
Nah.
Montego Bay. None of that.
Nah.
Hedonism.
Yes.
Is that where you be going to? Hedonism. That where you say you want to go? Hedonism.
Yeah, that's where that's where the swing of that is at hedonism.
Yeah, hedonism can't go over there because everybody naked. You need to go there. You don't need
what
to
about
know that.
Dunn's River Fall? You know?
Boy, he gonna jump off that fall because I'm telling you, don't do nothing Jamaican, dog. Get the Sweden so you can feel secure. Get the Sweden.
Leave your comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got for us, Junior?
You know what? You know what, Shirley? I just got to just ask Tommy. I just got to ask him because, you know, Tommy, you ran track. You was an athlete.
Yeah.
You were doing all that, Tommy. Okay. Let's just say, Tommy, you play football.
I play football.
Okay. You play football. Who would you be on a football field? What game would you want on a football field, Tommy?
Oh, who would I be?
This is going to be good.
Ooh.
Side. You know what?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I would be... I was going to say Mahomes, but I don't like Mahomes' hips, though. I don't like the hips.
You don't like
the world champion quarterback.
The world champion quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
You think you would be Patrick Mahomes?
I mean, if you ask me who I would be, now, hey.
I mean, you were going to say Russell because he's
cute. I thought you would. That's closer to his height. Russell. I thought he'd say Russell. You can't be a 6-foot quarterback. You ain't six.
Yeah, Russell ain't as sexy as me, though. Let me keep going.
Russell, boy. Like this boy.
I would probably be right up in there. Odell.
Odell Beckham.
Yeah. Odell.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or Zeke.
Zeke?
What?
Yeah.
Why? Because of the abs?
The hair. The hair and the abs. Yeah, the hair and the abs.
Okay. Why did you ask him that, Junior?
Because, you know, Tommy think I knew he wouldn't. He's not picking athleticism. He's picking sexy. That's all he's picking.
Oh.
Watch this. On a basketball court, who would you be on a basketball court, Tommy? Who would you really be?
Well, come on.
Can I just say this?
Go ahead.
Sexy on positions, quarterback, Jalen Hurts from Philly, shout out.
He missed that home.
He
said Patrick Mahomes. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Basketball.
If it's basketball time, who would you?
What's that boy?
On.
What's the one play for the Lakers, Junior? With the braids
LeBron
and dates
James.
That married to, he used to play for the Lakers.
Nobody.
Okay, come on.
He married to the dancer, Junior.
You talking about Iman Shumpert?
Yeah, Shumpert.
You?
Oh, they're not together anymore.
Tiana Taylor.
Yeah, Tiana Taylor, ex-husband. Mm-hmm. They're not together no more. You want to be him.
Braids and abs. Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question, Junior.
I don't know how many points he hit.
Getting ridiculous
On a track, Tommy, who would you be running track? Who would that be?
Carl.
I just want to hear him say it.
Uh-huh. Shakari.
Boy.
You're back in the game now, Tommy.
What?
Shakari, Junior.
With my hair blowing in the wind? What?
Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a wife needs advice. She thinks her husband has checked out of their marriage. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right. right, guys, this is from Andrea in Carrollton. Andrea needs some advice. She says, I had sex with a guy that I've been friends with for 22 years. He got divorced and he comes over a lot to play basketball with my son and watch movies just to keep his mind occupied. He wants to date me and see if we can build on our friendship, but he says he needs time to sort things out. I think he's at my house all the time because he's lonely, but I'm willing to be patient and let him get his mind straight before he jumps into a relationship with me. But he still wants sex in the meantime. I'm withholding sex, and he said it's too late to do that because it's a crucial part of getting to know me better. We've been friends most of our lives, so shouldn't he know me already?
But y'all did it already. And it happened. So what, we finna cut it off now? You can't cut off what we done started. I'm sorry.
Yes, you can. It's her body.
No. No. Once we done start, we got to keep going. And we need to be consistent with it, too. Hello.
Come on, Tommy.
I'm sorry. We can't just stop this and all of a sudden we gonna try to find a relationship after that. No. No. We got to work through it. Work through it. Yes. Tommy, yes. We gonna love through this. Yeah.
We already in a relationship, Shirley. We already had sex. We already in a relationship. And you guess what I'm doing you a favor? I'm playing basketball with your son and watching movies. That's what I'm doing.
Why you think I'm over here with the boy?
Yeah. I really don't even like your boy. I don't even like him.
To keep his mind occupied. That's what she said. Yeah.
Come on. You think I'm occupied?
Keep my mind over there on you. That's what it is.
Yes. We are consistent. Yes. We are in a relationship.
So she's saying, but shouldn't he know her already? That's what she's asking. Shouldn't he know me already?
Well, we need to get to know you a little bit more. We don't know you in that depth yet. So we got to know what it's like to be with you on a daily basis, how we work together on a daily basis. We need to know that. And love is a part of that.
Don't you friends?
Sex, confuses those things. It blurs the water.
It don't confuse nothing. Uh-uh. See, I'm playing with the boy already.
No, sex makes it a lot more clearer.
Yeah. Love and it. I'm already, I know to keep getting this sex, I got to take this boy out here to play basketball. That's what I have to do. I take him out there. I let him shoot some shots. I shoot some shots. We play defense on each other. We get, then he's tired. So when he's tired, he go to bed early. That's why I'm still up. Sex. This is easy. I don't know how this is.
That boy don't play ball like that. He is not all that. That boy is
not
all that
in that driveway.
He's not
going to the NBA.
He is not all that in that driveway.
He is not
I'm not here for that boy at all. I can assure you I'm not here.
Friends for most of their lives, she says. 22 years. He should know her already. She wants to take sex off the table.
So what? We supposed to get married next week? We supposed to get married next week? What? Because I've been knowing you 20-something years.
She just wants to make sure that he's okay and not she's not a rebound. That's what she's trying to think.
The rebound is in the driveway with the boy.
Yes, when I grabbed it with the boy. That was the rebound. When the boy missed the shot, I grabbed the rebound. That's what's out there in the driveway.
Thank you.
All right.
Not to talk about a rebound. No.
Andrea, I tried to help you with these guys. All right, we have time for another one, guys. This one's from Maya in Cincinnati, who says, my husband asked me to take him to the airport, and I hate to drive his car, but he insisted. We were in heavy traffic, and I had to slam on brakes. A condom slid from under the driver's seat, and he tried to beat me picking it up. He said it's his condom that he paid for to keep in his car. He said he would not answer any more questions. When he landed in New York, he still wouldn't tell me about the condom. How do I react? Do I assume he's cheating and just deal with it?
Oh, he all don't right, have condom sense. That's what's wrong with him.
Yeah. How's he going to get out of this one? Because he's not out
know.
Of it.
When he it slid, he should have been right down there with it. He really should have. Under
well, he
her
tried.
Feet.
He tried. She said he tried to beat me picking it up.
Man.
Okay, but his lame excuse, it's his condom that he paid for to keep in
his car.
Why
is we talking? Don't say nothing. Just pick the condom up and get on the plane. Why are you explaining this? We can't get out of it.
He got to get his wife hypnotized. He have to. We got to get this out of her head. We got to get this out of her head. He got to get hypnotized.
Oh my God!
Wow, that's a tough one, Maya.
You don't put condoms under the driver's seat. You don't do that. Why?
All right, coming up 20 minutes after the hour.
In case something happens, I wear this in my dreams.
We'll have more on the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
On a recent WestJet flight from Mexico, a passenger was not allowed to fly because she went to the bathroom multiple times before takeoff. The flight attendants decided that it was best if she was removed from the plane. After she was put off, yeah, they don't want any more incidents, evidently. After she was put off the flight, the lady tweeted, just got kicked off a WestJet flight from Mexico because I had an upset stomach and was going to the washroom too much before takeoff. WestJet reps responded to her tweet, noting that if passengers feel unwell and show clear signs that they are not able to fly due to poor health, they reserve the right to make difficult decisions for the safety of everyone on board. So here's a question, guys. Was the airlines wrong for putting her off the plane?
No. Get your ass off here.
No.
You done been how many times, Shirley?
She went multiple times.
You done fill that thing up. They got to empty it and everything before we take off because you done went in there 5-6 times and went to the bathroom. We ain't got no room. We got to clean that out before we get going. We don't want you on the flight. And I don't know how long the flight is, but even if it's 30 minutes, you don't get to go with us. You need to take the bus. That's what you need to do.
Yeah. Or take some medicine and get better, and then you can fly.
If I'm a passenger, I'm gonna ask her to be off the plane. That's her fifth time. Somebody say something. That's her fifth time.
Yeah.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. We will play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so it's time now for a round of Would You Rather. Here we go.
You know what? We always do Would You Rather. You always ask the question. You always want me and Uncle Steve and Junior to answer the question.
Yeah.
But since Uncle Steve is out, I'm going to ask the question. And it ain't to Junior, it's to you and Carla.
Don't ask me nothing. Let's hit these. Let's hit these.
Yeah. This is time for the ladies' Would You Rather. How about that?
Hey, all right.
All right, here we go. Would you rather be trapped on an island with Morris Chestnut or an African Mandingo warrior?
Morris Chestnut.
What?
I'm going with Morris Chestnut. What? Yep.
Carla. Let's do it again. Trapped on an island with Morris Chestnut or an African Mandingo warrior.
Carla, don't let me down.
Take me to my home country, please.
I'm going with Morris.
Africa, yes! Bye, Morris.
I'm going with Morris.
Shirley, you and Morris going to be still hungry on that doggo island.
That's okay. We don't need to eat.
He don't know how to hunt. We don't get hungry in a minute.
We don't need to eat. I got other plans for Morris. It's okay.
A home continent, I should say. Yeah, let me get that right.
All right, here we go, ladies. Stay with me. Okay. No panties the rest of your life or no bra the rest of your life?
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
No bra.
No panties.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
We sure learned a lot right now, Tommy.
We're learning a lot right here.
Commando all the way, baby.
Braless all the way. I wish I would put on another bra.
I cannot go without a bra. I do not want to.
And put some underwear on, Shirley.
No, I can't go without a bra.
Braless all the way.
Mm-mm.
Well, we'll be discussing that one a little later, guys.
Wait till Unc get back.
What? Really, Carla? Really?
All right. Here's another. Listen to this one closely now. Would you rather march with MLK or run away with Harriet Tubman? Would you rather march with MLK or run away with Harriet Tubman?
I think I'm going to march with MLK.
And I'm running with Harriet.
I think I'm going to march because I walk a lot anyway. So I'm going to march.
All right, one more. 50 million dollars and you live totally alone, or $1 million and keep family and friends?
Oh, I know we're together on this one. 50. We're alone.
No. I want to be with my family and friends.
$1 million with your family?
Yeah. All right. That's today's female version of Would You Rather for today. Thank you, Tommy. Thank you, Carla. Coming up next, our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Friday. It's been a good day. Yeah.
All right, now.
Hey, you know what? I'm not big on one that has closing remarks. You know, that's my uncle's thing. But I do want to say this. You know, Junior and I both, we are comedians.
Yes.
We're traveling every other weekend all the time. We're always in passing with other comedians. I just recently, Arnaz J, big up to him. I passed Arnaz. We were changing planes in Atlanta. Tommy Davidson stopped by. I was performing in Jacksonville, Florida. He came and surprised me on stage, ran up on stage, kind of scared the hell out of him. But when Tommy Davidson came through, LaBelle Crawford, I'm always passing LaBelle in the airport, man. So I'm just big on the camaraderie that we have as comedians, man. And I know there's a lot going on that we're seeing right now that's unfolding with people having beef and this and that. And I just want to be that guy that says that I don't have that. I don't want that. I wish we could all really, really, really be on one accord. Because I think all of us are genuine and unique in our own way. We're all different. Well, we're all funny. And we all...
You actually think you don't have a beef.
Junior, let me tell you something. You and I had an issue about a knock-knock joke so many years ago. If that's what you're bringing up,
The whole time, dog. What? Look at all the people
LaBelle,
Tommy Davidson, all these people that you named, that's not, but we got a beef though, Tommy, because we work together every day. And you
okay,
think,
go ahead, go on, Junior. Well, go on and explain it then, Junior. Go on and explain it then. Go ahead.
No, because he started this.
We on the air.
Yeah. I don't care if we on the air.
I started out trying to be sincere about it.
Yeah,
I love the camaraderie that we have as comedians.
Let me tell you something, man. Let me just go tell you. When me and Tommy on the show, do y'all know Tommy don't even open his dressing room door to greet me? I can't even get in there.
Oh, concerts when y'all on the road?
Yeah, Tommy, y'all, he different. This fool different on the road.
What? This is the same Tommy that locked your ass in your dressing room till I got your money. Me.
See, let me tell you something, man. I don't know what comedians have beef, but I'm just tired. I know Unc ain't here. But I'm telling you right now, I'm tired of you on the road. I really am.
Okay.
Because first of all, you go over your time. That's the first thing you do when you're on the show.
Oh.
You won't never do your time. Oh, no. Oh, no. Tommy, oh, no. I don't care if they tell him 20 minutes, but Tommy doing 30.
Tommy, he
doing
30. It say nephew Tommy and friends, Junior.
Friends
don't get to talk. Friends don't get to do what they.
We're supposed to be getting along.
We don't. Shirley, I'm so glad this came out today. I feel exonerated. I really do because Tommy. Let me tell you nothing. Tommy do. Tommy took all the chicken wings, right?
The wings.
All of the wings.
The wings is on my rider, Junior. Ain't they?
And there's another thing. Okay. Yeah. No. Forget this. Yeah. Since we're all comedians beefing, might well tell y'all about this one. Here go another problem I have with Tommy.
Go
if Tommy
ahead.
Looking at you like I'm looking at you right now, Shirley and Carlos, do you know I got to ask Avery to talk to Tommy? This is nonsense.
His assistant.
Before I have to share a word.
Okay,
is it okay,
okay
if
okay,
I have
okay,
a word?
Good. Okay, Junior, but what do you want, though? What do you want?
Nothing. Just to say I'm here. I don't want nothing. But Avery talking about, let me check with Tommy. Did he look right? Tell Tommy. Junior want to talk to you. Do this sound right?
And I go to work with him every day.
Every day, right?
He talk to me friendly on the radio, but we in public. This how he act. This the beat. This the beat.
What do you? But what do you
do
want?
Do you know? Do you know? Here's another problem I have with Tyler.
Oh, get it off your chest.
I'm gonna get it all off my chest. Let me just go tell you.
Say it when
you
get
it off your chest. Go ahead.
No. I'm tired. Let me tell you. I'm just gonna tell y'all now, because y'all know, at meet and greet, Tommy make me sign his autograph for other people. He's so lazy. They think Tommy signed him. I'm back there in the back signing autographs for him on shirts before the show. This the beef that we have. And I'm tired because I'm getting writer's cramp. That's what I'm getting.
This is training you on how to come up, boy. What is wrong with that?
Let me tell you something.
Wow.
Guess. Did y'all know I work for Ready to Love? Did y'all know that?
No.
That's Tommy's show. What are you talking about?
Guess what I do on Ready to Love, though? Y'all want to know what I do on Ready to Love? Check people in the hotel rooms. That's all I get to do. That's it. What? I don't do nothing. He told me to make sure I'm down there letting the people check in the hotel.
Did you win an Emmy for writing on Steve's show?
I did, but not on Tommy's show. He don't even let me do nothing. See, I'm tired of being in the background. This is the beef me and Tommy have. And you know what? It's time the world found out.
I didn't know any of this. Wait.
But you are in the hospitality department. That's what you do.
But he doesn't get any camera time, Tommy?
He's not ready to love Junior Mayor. He ain't ready to love. What is that? Junior already in love.
He married. You know why? Let me tell you how mean Tommy is. Since I'm doing all this, since me and Tommy got this beef, this is what we doing out here. Have y'all noticed at the end of Ready Love, y'all never asked yourself, why we didn't see Junior's name on the credits?
I just asked that.
I don't get none of that. I don't get none of that. You know what Tommy let me do? Tommy helping you with your credit.
That's what I've been doing.
See, I think you guys should do like Mike Epps and Shannon Sharp.
And hug it out.
Yeah.
Hug who?
Hug.
Hug Tommy? We're not squashing this one. I'd be crying by myself at night because we're trying to do this.
What?
We gotta go. I'm sorry, guys. We gotta go. Come on, Tommy.
Give me my suits back. All of them, too. I want all of them.
I do take the suits.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. That is it. That's the Steve Harvey Morning Show ride for today. In the words of my uncle, talk to God. He would love to hear from you. Until tomorrow. Peace.
You need to help. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, Less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.